All right, so it's a new year, 2025, and we are back here with the head coach of the Bridgeport Islanders, Rick Kowalski. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, how are
you? It's the afternoon. You were polite to me. Thank you. It is it is a new year, and I'm trying to get my feet under me still a little bit. We're mid-hockey season now. How are you feeling?
Not too bad. We're coming off a win, so that's always good. That makes the week better.
Do you have, I don't know if you make like New Year's resolutions or whatever from like a team-based standpoint, but, you know, we're always looking to adjust and, you know, sort of get better game by game. What are you looking from the team over the next couple of weeks or, you know, to close out the season here?
Well, we got roughly over 2 weeks before our All-Star break. So, you know, we came back after the holiday break there and had a fairly light schedule of, you know, two games, week off. And now it really picks up. I think we finish, you know, this stretch with 13 games in 26 days or something. So that brings us into All-Star break. So, the goal really was to just get our game on track as far as how we want to play and playing that way consistently. And this weekend in particular was certainly a step in the right direction. You know, it's that time of year as well. We get a lot of injuries and a lot of guys, we got a little flu bug going through us pretty good right now.
Oh, I think everybody's seeing the flu bug right now, man. It's been pretty nasty. I won't go into the details. You don't need it from me, but, you know, I was sick over the Christmas break. I know a lot of people have been dealing with that. So certainly I imagine hockey teams are not immune to it. But you mentioned the win, you know, 5 goals there. You're starting to see the puck hit the net. You feel like you're getting some cohesion offensively going?
Yeah, and I just what I liked about that last game, we haven't had problems scoring.
We've not
been
really.
But
yeah.
At the end of the day, that was just even the Providence game. I know we lost, but I like the way we played. We've had a lot of turnover in our lineup. We've got some guys up from Worcester, and I just liked our team game, especially the last two outings. And you know, we had some pushback and we had some bite in our game, which was nice. There was, you know, there was a fight in each game, and that's not what it's about. But it's just, you know, it's been a frustrating season, and we talked a little bit about it this morning. Is, you know, we wanna have pushback, whether things are going our way or not. We don't want to be a team that kind of just, you know, packs it in if things aren't going their way because it's been a frustrating season. So there's lots of hockey left here, and obviously these next couple weeks, you know, we can really get some wins under our belt and start heading the right direction.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned a couple injuries, but also sort of, you know, the schedule from, you know, basically mid-December, end December, all the way through up until this week, you know, game here or there, then a full week off at times. So that can even be a blessing at times. You can give these guys some extended breaks without them feeling like they're letting you know, the team down. I know how players' mentality gets, you know, you have to get healthy, but when you're taking time off and you're seeing like, I just want to go out there and compete and contribute. It can be hard mentally sometimes. So I know you mentioned the fight and you don't love to see it, but you know, when the frustration is setting in, I know from you, even as a former player, you'd rather see this where the team is deciding all together at once, like, no, we're going to fight for this season. We're going to fight for the other guys standing next to me wearing the same jersey. This is not, you know, the kind of hockey that we want to play night in and night out. That frustration is going to manifest some way, and sometimes that can be kind of a turning point into, like, you rip off a couple wins in a row. Is that sort of the energy that you saw from the team during that occurrence?
Yeah, a little bit. And it's not always about frustration, but it's about just sticking your nose in there and competing. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it's not about just doing it when you're down. Like the other night, there was a fight, you know, two shifts into the game. It's 0-0. And then, you know, we come out, we score, and, you know, we get better every period. And it's just a matter of, to your point, playing as a team, sticking up for your teammates, but also, you know, being hard to play against. And if you do that, we haven't done that enough, in my opinion, this year. And if you do that, sometimes people take exception to it, and that's what as a result you get some of those scrums and some fights. And like I said, it's healthy for your group as a team when it's kind of contagious, when there's other guys out there competing and sticking their nose in there and taking their lumps. You know, it kind of makes the other guys look in the mirror and say, I gotta pick it up a bit here.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was, I guess, the point I was trying to make. You know, you found a better way to say it as usual, Coach. So thank you for helping me there. Now, I know that the Bridgeport Island, you got some home games here set up with some fun things to bring people into the stands. And as you mentioned, you know, there can always be excitement, like a shift or two into the game. So definitely don't be late for these. But is there anything that is particularly coming up on this homestand that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, that's the, well, other than the games, the pucks and pies, cause I like pizza. I believe that's Saturday night, and, there's a bunch of local pizza vendors. Now that I've been in Connecticut long enough, I get the whole pizza thing. So I was, spent those years in Jersey. I always thought Jersey was the best pizza, but I gotta, not just cause I'm on a Connecticut radio show right now, but, I think, Connecticut pizza takes the cake. So, yeah, Saturday night we have the Pucks and Pies event, which is something new and I guess exciting for the fans.
I think it's a perfect fit, as you were mentioned, for the state of Connecticut. I mean, there's so many different pizzas to choose from. Everybody's, you know, sort of local pizzeria is excellent and could maybe be a top one in another state, like you mentioned. And I'm with you. I think the Connecticut pies are the best. That thin crust, they cook fast, you order, and then it feels like you blink and the pizza's on the table in front of you, but you can really put them away, too. Now, do the players eat pizzas during this event, too? Are they going to partake, or is that something that maybe they wait until after the game for?
Well, maybe the coaches, but not the No, it's I don't know. I hope there's some leftovers. Sometimes we get pizzas after the game, but no, this is more a pre-game and in-game thing for the fans. I think it's probably set up in the concourse out there, and I'm not sure all the vendors, but there's like to your point, local pizzerias here that are going to be serving up pies. So again, good event for the fans, you know, to get involved in, maybe show up a little early, get involved in pregame, couple slices of pizza before the game.
Yeah, Pucks and Pies, I love it. It's a perfect name. I wish you guys a lot of success, of course, for Saturday. But yeah, hey, look, the Islanders are they're out there right now in Bridgeport. They're looking for fans to come always. You know, they're putting these events on to get you guys into the stands. And as you heard, the players are working hard to bring in some exciting games as well. Now, as we continue to go through, because, you know, this season can become a grind. How do you keep that energy contained to sort of, you know, trickle from one game into the next where you don't kind of get exhausted before you reach the end of the season? So now you've sort of seen the spark. You've sort of seen these guys sort of connect in a way that you've been looking for a couple weeks, as you mentioned. How do you find a way to harness that energy so you kind of you don't burn out too soon before you reach, say, April?
Well, I think really it's just, a lot of that's on the players taking care of themselves away from the rink. And then we, as a coaching staff and medical and, you know, conditioning staff have to manage their days that we're not playing games. So, you know, in the, like a prime example, we've got a lot of guys that are kind of banged up and sick right now. So we, you know, we had Monday off, which we would, but today was a bit of a lighter day and coming up our practice, you know, to your point, coming out of the break, we had a lot of time to practice, which was good because we came out of the, because we had time, you know, 4 days off for the holiday break there. And we're able to spend some time and have some really good hard practices and work on some things. But now we're more, our days, our off days or non-game days are going to be more about recovery.
Yeah.
And review and video. And from our standpoint as a coaching staff, you really try to emphasize the positives, which we did this morning. And, you know, we talked a little bit about sticking up for each other and being hard to play against. And, you know, you do that through video and reinforce some things in practice as far as what you did right and what you need to improve on. And then you spend a little time on your next opponent and you get ready for the next game. And it's really that simple and that that's really what the process is. And then you move on after Wednesday night's game and, you know, figure out what they need on Thursday to get ready for the weekend. And that may be rest. That may be just a short skate. That may be a complete day off.
Sure.
You kind of make those decisions day by day, and that's really the process of going through this.
And that always is the answer, right? It's so easy to become overwhelmed if you kind of look at the schedule in totality, sort of like I gave it to you from here until the end of the season. But if you just kind of take it game by game, or even shift by shift sometimes, you know, it all just kind of adds up, and you don't confuse yourself. You wind up not getting clouded, and you can just focus on what you need to get done next, and then just try to be better each time you go out there and take a shift.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, these guys now take care of themselves pretty good. So, and the guys that are younger, they're still learning about it, but that's what the veterans are for and the training staff. And like I said, as you get into this part of the season and down, you know, definitely well into the second half, as you get into there, it's more about rest and recovery and taking care of yourself and doing whatever you can to get ready for the next game.
Absolutely. Now, one last question for you, Coach, before I let you get back to a busy week here. But are you expecting any more sort of player movement back and forth between the big club? You know, I know that's kind of hard to predict, but do you think that the team has any needs where maybe they might be coming to you looking for players to fill those?
That's constantly in motion.
Yeah.
So we actually have had a couple guys go back and forth within the last week here. They got a bit of a flu bug hitting them up there too. So we're on call here 24/7, and can lose guys at any point. And hopefully for everybody, it's short term, but when our guys get an opportunity, I think we talked about this before, when our guys get an opportunity to go, you know, we're definitely rooting for them and wish them well.
Well, Coach, thank you for making time for us once again here. I wish you all the luck moving forward. Have fun at Pucks and Pies. Make sure you save at least one or two of those for the players. Oh, you know what? I did mean to ask you about toppings. Do you guys agree, or is it just sort of whatever comes back into the locker room, they'll eat?
Well, you probably got some picky guys, but me personally, if it's good pizza, I'm eating it.
Well, good for you, Coach. Thank you again. Wish you all the luck. Hoping everybody feels better soon, and we can go root on the Islanders here in Bridgeport. Thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks.